This is a production of the Street Project Foundation with the support from the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations, UNAOC, and the BMW Group. For sponsorship inquiries, please call 090-8528-7442 or email info@streetproject.org.ng. This episode was written and performed by the Street Project Foundation Youth Ambassadors. Studio engineered by Eze Moore. Music production by Roland Ricketts. Production assistant James Okewu. Produced and directed by Izinwa Okoro and Rita Izinwa Okoro.
Sexy damn cell. What's up now, babe? See how your face fresh for inside sun like tomorrow bread.
Get your filthy hand off my face. Festus. How many times will I warn you not to lay your dirty finger on me?
Is that why you now slap my hand, babe? See, the thing is, anytime you see me, you just turn your face away. But you know I need to catch a glimpse of your beautiful face in the reflection of the sun. That's why I...
See, Festus, you've made me stand up. I'm warning you. Don't allow me to react. And never in your miserable life should you lay a finger on my face or any part of my body again.
You have heard her, Festus. Or are you deaf? All you know how to do is to be moving around, behaving like a fake don. You and these stooges of yours. Fake don with a fake bodyguard. Wait, oh. Gambo and Femi, don't you people have your own lives to live?
I don't know.
Okay. See this Wintro, with these big, big eyeballs, who the fool you talk like that? Okay. Gambo, leave her. We don't sabi her say she dey vex as nobody dey always tell her say she fine. Sabinus, ugly foreigner. Better go find person who go marry you from your hometown.
Come. Femi, Abi, whatever your stupid name is, never ever talk to Sabina that way. You hear me?
Nana, if no be say my friend first they feel you, you think say we go get your time? Because now only shout, you sabi shout safe. Small touch for your face now, you don't even need shout.
Ah, Festus, I no blame you. Say as you meet they insult me and family say we fifth bodyguard.
Yes, so. Yes, just as Sabina said. And you heard that right, Gambo. You and Femi are follow. Zombie. Enough.
You don't do. See, Femi, Gambo, I don't want to hear anything again. I beg, make with the waka they go. And you, Sabina, learn to mind your business. So learn to mind your business whenever I'm talking to my sexy damsel. Nana, no worries. We'll meet again, yeah? Don't worry. But yeah, boys, make with the move.
Hey, Sabina, can you imagine the audacity?
I'm telling you, this Festus, See, Nana, let's report him before he does something we cannot handle. His wings are growing every day.
Report them to who now, Sabina? Everyone knows that Festus is untouchable in this school because of his dad's prestigious position. I'm sure he bribes some of our teachers behind the shadows. Most especially that our class teacher, see that man, Mr. James. He will always make sure Festus doesn't get in trouble.
Nana, went in Yaru. That boy, I know I'm playing papa, na big man. Okay, she ain't head of police, Babun police call me. I know they like him, but do they see him for here? Because I know they like the way when they talk. When I saw Magana and she, okay? Now when you see Niben Che, call me na shuru koi. I don't talk him for anything. Somebody, Nana, I like as you shout for him. Where I kill Haka.
Hey, now. Now, wow. Me, I'm tired of those boys, so their attitude is just not it.
Like,
spoilt brats. Great. Just in time.
Oh, Malam. Till tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sabina.
Bye-bye.
Sabina. Bye-bye. Let's be going.
Them go say,
It go better every day, every time another matter. This matter on top another matter.
Omo, this is real life.
It go stay, it go better every day, every time another matter. This matter on top another matter.
Omo, this is real life.
Love it today with a year-round. We don't try, we don't hustle, we don't work hard. This matter, no be small matter.
Omo, this is real life.
Love it today with a year-round. We don't try, we don't hustle, we don't work hard. This matter, no be small matter.
Oh yeah, kneel down there. Omo, I said kneel down. Becca! Becca!
Yes, love. What's going on here?
Come and see your daughter.
Sabina, what did you do to your dad?
Shut up there! Becca, this your daughter, eh? Guess who I saw with today when I went to pick her up?
Is it Nana?
Yes, Becca. It was that Nana. She was not there shining her teeth. And with that girl. Sabina!
Daddy!
Don't you daddy me! How many times have I told you not to relate with that girl? You told me you don't talk to her. So, because I'm not the one that usually picks you up from school, this is what I've been hiding, Abi? Eh? You think you can do this and I'll not be aware, Abi?
Honey. Daddy, it's not like
that. Shut up, Sabina! Shut up there! And you, Becca, is this what you've been hiding?
My dear CN, it's not like...
Say what? Can't you people see that the people of this town are devils in human skin? Eh? They only want to suck you and use you as long as you're not one of theirs.
But they have been friends.
Look at me in the office now, eh? Since I've been posted here for how many years now? The same position. And even junior staffs have been promoted 2-3 times ahead of me. They refuse to give me promotion because I'm not an indigene.
My dear, we have been living here for years. Your promotion will come and nothing bad will happen to us. You know, it is not possible for her not to have friends in school. That is why I just felt...
What are you saying, Becca? What are you saying? Must it happen again before we learn? I'm not stopping her from making friends. You know that. But why must it be Nana? I know her parents. I know her dad. He's a native of this town. And that is why he's rich. If you're not from this town, you can't be as rich as that.
Dear, you know Nana and Sabina have been so used to each other. They have been friends since junior secondary class. Now look at them in SS2. It won't be easy for her to just...
Becca! 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 I'm warning you. You always think you know better than me, Abi? Eh? I'm trying to teach our daughter what will help her. And you are talking as if you don't know what I'm saying. Even while she's kneeling down in front of us. Haven't you yourself, Becca, complained so many times that you would like us to move away from this place? Why are you being a hypocrite now?
My husband. Hey, just wait. I'm just trying to let you see that it won't be easy for Sabina to just stop talking with Nana. Not that I'm comfortable with anything, but you are the one. Yes, you are the one who have been keeping us in this town because of your job. If you had left since when I've been telling you, Sabina wouldn't have... being this used to Nana now.
So it's now my fault, Abi? There's no problem. Anyways, I am making arrangements, and by the end of this year, we should be away for good. But meanwhile, Sabina! Sabina! Sabina!
Sir?
If I see you with that girl again, I'll disown you. For your information, this is going to be your last term in that school. By the end of this year, we are moving. And your term will end also. Simple.
My dear, and let's discuss this well. You know she's in SS2. And she also finished her secondary school. Would it still be wise to move her like this late?
My decision is final. Later, eh? It's you, Becca, that will be saying, I'm the reason why we are seeing this house. I'm the reason why we are seeing this house. And if you like... continue to help your daughter keep relationship with Nana. You see what I'll do to both of you.
At least come and eat before you go inside.
Leave me alone.
Oh yeah, Sabina, get up and go and change your uniform. Rice is in the kitchen. Oh,
help me!
Oh, this is real life. Oh, la 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 la.
Every day, every time, another matter. This matter on top another.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, ma.
I hope you've been having a pleasant week so far. Your teacher for the first period will soon be here, so we won't be taking attendance in the usual way we do. Class monitor, where are you?
I'm here, ma.
Who is absent today? Look around and let me know, so when I get to my office, I'll mark it so I don't disturb your first period.
Ma, Sabina Wilson is absent.
Again? Isn't this the same girl that has been absent for 3 days this week?
Yes, ma.
All right. Have a nice day, everyone.
Nana, please, after biology, what do we have?
We have geography, then break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the rumors?
What rumors?
About why Mr. James was sacked. And Mrs. Kumo is now our class teacher.
Glory. How would I know? It's you that knows how to do my bonus.
Nice. Yeah, keep short, Joe. As if you won't hear me if I gist you.
Yeah,
they said it was finally exposed that he collects bribe from students and he helped them change their scores.
No, Chloe, are you sure?
Yes, now. That he harasses some female students. Touch everywhere in their body. Can't you see how Femi, Gambo, and even Festus have been depressed all week long? Take a look at them at the back. Just start looking.
Chloe, please. I'm not interested in feeding my sight with those disgusting guys.
Well, that's what I heard happened. At least Festus have one of his wings clipped now. Hey, what do you think about Mrs. Kumo? At least, for my first week in charge, I think she's cool.
Chloe, please. Can we stop talking about other people? I'm more worried about my friend Sabina. She has missed 3 days, 3 whole days of school this week.
I thought she's sick or something. Besides, you're a friend. You should know what's wrong with her.
Corey, how do you expect me to know when it seems she's avoiding me? Haven't you noticed it? She doesn't even pick my calls or reply to my text. Sabina will never miss up to 3 days in a week, no matter the circumstance.
This doesn't sound good at all. How about we make a report to Mrs. Kumo? At least when next Sabina is in school, Mrs. Kumo can talk to her.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Oh yeah, Mrs. Kumo.
Matters day where they make me want to choke. Oh, mom, this is real life. Oh.
Good morning, ma. Our class monitor said you wanted to see me.
Oh, you're Sabina Wilson, right? Come have a seat there.
Thank you, ma.
So, Sabina, I noticed that throughout last week, you were only present in class 2 times, and I was concerned. I want to know what's wrong with you. What happened last week?
I wasn't feeling fine, ma.
Be free with me, Sabina. Your friends dropped off here last week to tell me that you never act like that. Even at times when you're sick, you would always communicate. What's truly wrong, dear?
Ma, it's nothing. Just
look
that.
At me, dear. Don't worry. Just open up to me.
Ma, my dad does not want me relating with my best friend anymore. Her name is Nana, and I'm sure she's the one that came to report me. Since Nana is a native of this town, he thinks she's dangerous for me.
Is that why you've not been present in class?
Actually, Ma, he's planning to withdraw me.
Sabina, missing your classes is not good for you, neither is it the solution here. here is what I want you to know. Not everyone is bad. Your dad is right that sometimes people are not accommodating of other people, but not in all cases.
Ma, Nana is more than a sister to me. But my dad is serious with it. If I disobey him, I might... I don't know what he would do. He comes every day to pick me up, to make sure he monitors me.
You mean he will come and pick you up today?
Yes, Ma. And he has been the one coming every day since last week.
All right, Sabina. Here is what you will do. I want you to go back to class. When your dad comes, I'll talk to him.
Ma, I'm not sure you can change my dad's mind, though.
Sabina, don't worry. I know how I'll talk to him. I'm also not from this town, as you know. I just assumed duty as your class teacher last week.
Yes, Ma.
Good girl. Don't think about it anymore, okay? Now go and eat before your break time is over. Copy any notes you have missed. And make sure you talk to Nana.
Yes, Ma. Thank you, Ma. Nana should be at Malam Akali's store, where we always eat during break time. I'll go and meet her there now.
All right, that's good. See you at closing then. And here, take this to buy something extra for yourself.
Thank you very much, Ma. See you later, Ma.
This is real life, oh.
Sabina, so she know they answer you like that, come eh?
I they tell you, Malam, I they tell you. You know, she says since last week, only me they come here now.
I noticed she ne has an tembeki mana. Now why I ask you? You not tell me anything. Now why I look say come on, she know they pill pa intana that you want jiki come eh? Abi body they pain her. Go and I get smoke water eh?
Malam, even if me and Sabina fight. No be for here for your front.
So, well, lie everything here, confusion ni. It just confuse me for my front.
Wait, Malam. Come. Help me look front. No be Sabina de Sisu.
Hey, Sabina ni mana?
See, that person with the school gate, no be she.
Well, lie in a hash. She won't cross road, mana. Come on, as well. Maybe she dey come here.
Hey, it looks like she wants to cross the road. She just went to her.
Hey. Yeah! Kay! Why you Allah? Sabina, what do I tell my kids to do?
Sabina,
he can't not even wait. What a reckless driver! How can a vehicle on that speed on a road like this, on that road like this, don't drive?
My car is here.
La 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 la
Yes, Dr. Raphael, you sent for me and my wife. I received a call from one of your nurses. She said you had been trying to reach us.
Doctor, please, my daughter must not die.
Madam, calm down. Sir, ma, you know it's been 3 days since the accident, and just as we made you know immediately, you rushed your daughter in, that if we don't perform the operation on time, she might not walk again.
Doctor! Save her life, please! Please, she's the only one I have. Hey, my Sabina will not die.
My dear, calm down. Calm down, eh? Nothing will happen to our baby. Let's just hear what the doctor has to say. Doctor, I'm listening.
I actually have good news. Oh. Since you signed the consent form when you made your deposit, we commenced the operation this afternoon. That's why I told one of the nurses to call you.
You did? Ha! God bless you, doctor. God will bless you. I promise we will raise the remaining amount.
Hey, doctor. God will bless you. God will bless you, doctor. Hey, God. Thank you, Lord. Dr. CN, immediately after the operation, we'll balance up. We'll balance up everything. Let my baby just heal.
You won't need to balance up any bills, Mr. Wilson. The bills have been taken care of already.
By who, doctor?
By Alhaji Dako and his wife, Ajia Miriam.
Eh? But that's Nana's parents now, our daughter's best friend.
But how is that possible, Sef?
My husband. Not everybody is bad.
What is that supposed to mean, Mbeka?
All I'm saying is, Nana's parents are nice people. And they are good indigenous of this town. That is why I've been always trying to calm you down. Anytime you bring up this issue. Is that not Nana's father approaching?
Alhaji, welcome back. I was about to place a call to you to let you know that Sabina's parents are here.
Mr. Wilson, it is so nice to meet you. How is Sabina's health? I hope she's improving.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for everything. May God bless you abundantly.
Alhaji, it is only God that will bless you. Chai, truly, not everyone is the same. I let my experience with others affect my thoughts that there are truly good people in this town. See, words are not enough to thank you. Hey, for saving my child's life, God will bless you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Thank God, Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. We are one regardless of our religion and where we come from. May Allah increase Sabina in good health and strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Matters there where they make me want to choke. Oh, mom, this is real life.
This episode was written and performed by the Street Project Foundation Youth Ambassadors. Studio engineered by Eze Moore. Music production by Roland Ricketts. Production assistant, James Okewu. Produced and directed by Izinwa Okoro and Rita Izinwa Okoro.
Condition that I'm from, yeah. As long as they styling, there's working, there's God, and the sky was the limit, cause I'm headed to the top with my minds and the goals that I'm set to achieve. I'm the man for the bottom, cause I'm headed to the peak, and soon I'll become everything that I once dreamed. I might do what I know. I do what I love, I keep on going to the reach of my goal.
make a living from it. And it don't matter what they tell you.